The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 6 of It's Happening in the Haven. January is a great time for new beginnings, and for some, this might mean buying a home. So for a limited time, we are offering a fixed rate promotion for your mortgage needs. Whether you are looking to buy or build your dream home or renovate by accessing the equity in your existing home, let us be your first step in the mortgage loan process. Our residential lenders will work with you to find just the right mortgage with local decision making and personalized service throughout the loan process. To learn more, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Promotional offer may end without notice. Loans subject to credit and underwriting approval. Appraisal, insurance, and other requirements or restrictions may apply. See lender for details. NMLS ID 528015.
On today's episode, I speak with Lindsay Zimmerman, Senior Vice President and COO of the Central Florida Development Council. Lindsay shares about their collaborative efforts surrounding talent pipeline, working together to grow Polk County, and more. Well, Lindsay, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to get into this conversation, to chat a little bit more about the Central Florida Development Council and all that you're doing over there. The CFDC has been super involved in the chamber. So we're excited to have you on representing them. So if you wouldn't mind, before we kind of get into the meat of the episode, just telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, maybe how you came to Polk County, what you do at the CFDC, anything along those lines.
Little intimidating to talk about myself first off, but
it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. So I came into Polk County in the early 2000s.
Okay.
My husband was finishing school at Florida Southern College.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Cool.
Local alum. Mm-hmm. We stayed in the area for a little while. I worked for Peace River Center. We moved to South Florida for a little while. Then we were misplaced Floridians living in Texas for a little bit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And then we came back to Florida about 2009. Mm-hmm. We've been here since.
Oh, wow.
Back to Lakeland.
Yeah. So how have you enjoyed Lakeland? Do you love living in Lakeland?
We love living in Lakeland. When we were thinking about moving out of Texas, it's kind of a unit decision, mm-hmm. my family and my parents. And we all jointly decided it was Lakeland.
Oh, okay, cool. So how long have you been with the CFDC?
Oh, time flies. I've been with the CFDC for almost 7 years.
Really? Wow.
May will be 7 years.
Okay, and what's your position at the CFDC?
Currently, I serve as a senior VP, chief operating officer, but title schmeidel.
Yeah, those are fun.
Right, what's title these days?
I know.
Part of a team helping to grow Polk County's high-skill, high-wage opportunities and give our local cities a chance to compete for big projects, mm-hmm. projects for their citizens, mm-hmm. jobs, capital investment.
That's perfect. You know, that was actually my next question was for people who don't know what is the CFDC, but that pretty much covers it. Is there anything else that you want to say about kind of what the CFDC does, Lindsay?
The CFDC serves at the pleasure of the Board of County Commissioners. So we really are their marketing arm for business, for companies, company expansions, mm-hmm. relocating businesses. We work to sort of, as I mentioned, to cast a larger net of opportunities and market Polk County on a larger stage mm-hmm. from a business standpoint.
Right. Well, you know, you guys do a lot in the area, and, you know, we've been able to kind of partner on a few things, and the CFDC has been involved in the chamber for some time now. So it's definitely cool to see all the things that you guys are doing. But something that we've been talking about kind of internally at the chamber for, you know, our strategic plan, our goals, has been a lot of talk surrounding workforce development. I think a lot of people are probably talking about workforce development in this current climate, I guess you could say. So, you know, you guys have partnered with Polk Vision to create a talent pipeline committee. So I thought maybe you could tell us a little bit about the committee and why the CFDC has kind of made that a priority.
Talent, workforce talent, is a key competitiveness issue for companies. Certainly you hear that from your members here mm-hmm. at the chamber. Workforce makes our businesses tick. And so we, CFDC had a talent, an education committee. Polk Vision had an education talent committee. Lots of our chambers have those as well mm-hmm. to foster probably more intimate and specific conversations for local communities. But both being countywide organizations and wanting to be mindful of time and resources, we combined those two groups into one.
Okay.
Collaboration, as you've talked about often, is one of the pillars, I think, for Polk County and what makes us stand above the rest.
Yeah,
and so
for sure.
That was another example of how we could do that together and have a stronger conversation together.
Mm-hmm.
Members of the Talent Pipeline Committee include representatives from all of our higher ed institutions.
Okay.
It includes representatives from the school board. Our career academies participate. The school liaisons
right.
for the okay. county participate. And then several employers participate. Some of that ebbs and flows based upon what particular sector we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Members of chamber organizations yep. participate as another way to hear the information that they're also talking about locally.
Right.
And it's sort of taking a 30,000 foot level view of right. talent pipeline and building that for our local businesses. We are about to embark. So this is kind of a timely conversation.
Love it.
Yes. Perfect. I'm about to embark on more sector specific conversations.
Okay.
And the mapping process of position vacancies with curriculum and pathways from career academies all the way through our post-secondaries.
That's cool. So we're trying to connect the dots from schooling and then kind of coming out of that.
Exactly.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I understood that, how you were saying it. But yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool.
So I have, as an employer, have a job vacancy. I have a large pool vacancy. Like, mm-hmm. I just can't seem to find this particular niche.
Right. Yeah.
So what are the skill sets I'm looking for mm-hmm. as the employer in that particular position? So that's one step.
Yeah.
We get all
yeah,
that
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
You know, we throw all that spaghetti on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have present that information to our higher ed partners and say, they're looking for these skills, these certifications, the ability to master this type of knowledge.
Right.
And our higher ed say, okay, well, I can map this program to that particular talent need.
Hmm.
Or they say, looks like we need to develop some new programs.
Yeah, yeah. So the pipeline committee, the talent pipeline committee, it feels like, you know, you're able to have these conversations, ask these big questions, but then also to make the connections to hopefully solve some of these issues.
It's another tool in the toolkit.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of different pieces around talent, and I'm no expert that.
Me either. So that's okay.
Right. And we're just another group trying to have a meaningful conversation
yeah.
that equips and connects.
Yeah, for sure.
Those particular things. And I think this type of conversation is, again, a high scope.
Yeah, for sure.
Big net.
Mm-hmm.
But complements, you know, the things that CareerSource Polk is doing
yeah.
in terms of skills training and upskilling, the things that even our local higher ed institutions are retooling and creating mm-hmm. those programs and complements what our chambers. They're yeah. able to have a really intimate conversation with a particular employee or a particular area of a community. Mm-hmm. And all of those conversations are important.
For sure. Well, it's nice to know that these conversations are happening. And, you know, there are programs out there who are trying to really, you know, grasp maybe what the problem areas are and kind of how we can collaborate to grow and hopefully solve some of these issues. I know a lot of businesses are having hard conversations about, you know, why can't we hire anyone? You know, it's a jungle out there, as they say. How long has the committee been a thing? Has it been a long time?
It's been a long time okay. because, I mean, it was before I came.
That's crazy.
So, I don't know.
And I mean, years, maybe? And obviously I feel like, you know, depending over 10 and 12 years, obviously I feel like that conversation has obviously very, you know, transformed. But it definitely just feels very like a hot topic right now.
It's a hot topic that is always changing
yeah.
in terms of which angle are we going to take
yeah.
on talent pipeline. Right now, this is the angle we're going on.
Yeah.
The committee, Polk Vision, I cannot compliment enough on.
They're awesome over there.
They're amazing, and mm-hmm. the collaboration, the opportunity to just kind of take everyone's hat off and just say, here's the issue. How are we going to tackle it?
Right.
And so the committee's kind of gone through a variety of different perspectives and things that they're trying to address in talent pipeline.
Yeah.
We worked on an internship handbook.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
So there's a collaborative document from all of our higher ed institutions that talk about internships.
Fun. I did not know that.
Yep. It's posted on our site and on Polk Vision's site.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
We collaborated on the launch of Handshake.
Oh, yeah. Handshake. That's a popular one. Didn't realize that.
Handshake.
See, I'm learning so many new things.
So many new things.
Love it.
Employers said, hey, it's an obstacle for me to have a sign-on for this institution and this one and another one for this one.
Yeah.
And so collectively, the institution seemed to like Handshake, and yeah. it solved that issue for our employers. So now the majority mm-hmm. of our higher ed institutions are posting jobs
yeah.
and internships.
That's super valuable.
And their students are using it.
Yes,
so
they are.
So if you need talent,
yeah,
go to Handshake.
We've used Handshake. I mean, that's awesome. I didn't realize that was connected. So that's awesome. Is there anything else on the talent pipeline, Lindsay, that you would want to share? I mean, it feels like you shared everything, and it seems like a very valuable asset that we have, you know, that people are having these conversations. It's a yeah. good thing. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County, and the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida, that's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
I think it's, if anyone's interested in being a part of the conversation, they're always welcome. If you are interested in having it on a, you know, community specific, contact your local chamber. All of them are doing these types of conversations. Yeah. We need internship hosts. Mm-hmm. We need companies to open their doors to college students and even high school students.
Right. Yeah, high school students, you know, getting that conversation going.
Yep.
For sure. Well, if you're listening and you have interest in that, reach out to me and I will try to connect you to the right person. So that is a really valuable thing. So I'm happy that you were able to share because I did not know all of those things. So you know what? I love it. That's why we have these conversations on the podcast, because I learn and I think a lot of people who are listening probably don't know a lot of this stuff.
Right.
So it only makes us stronger, more knowledge. So, and I was looking on your guys' Facebook, Lindsay, and I noticed that you guys shared this article at the end of last year. And I thought it was interesting about Polk County ranking in the top 10 in talent attraction. So what does that kind of mean for business owners in Polk County?
Fun fact, it's our second year in the top 10.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's
so crazy. We're staking our claim. Mm-hmm. We'll see again at the end of 2023 if we can keep our hold on that.
That's awesome.
But top 10, 2 years in a row. And the report says grades Polk County on our ability to attract, retain, and also develop the talent that our sectors need in the community. So kind of a score. Well, it says it's a scorecard.
Scorecard.
And that's what it's rating.
Okay.
Our employers can use it and find value in, okay, the talent's here.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got to connect with them.
Right.
And I think it also speaks to companies looking to move into Polk County.
Right.
You've got the labor force that I might be interested in mm-hmm. for my business to be successful. So it's a great recruiting tool.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
You know, some of our businesses here may say, I don't want another business to compete with.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's a double, well, it's like a catch-22.
It's a catch-22, but I think that in the end, it's raising the economic prosperity opportunities for all of our communities.
Yeah.
And we all need to find ways to improve and provide stronger quality of life, mm-hmm. which includes work.
Yeah.
And so to have those competitive opportunities are important.
Absolutely. Well, I kind of like that, you know, we all kind of have our, I shouldn't say marching orders, that sounds weird, but that's kind of the first thing that comes to mind. Of organizations that are working on bringing people here. And then kind of like what I feel, at least my job specifically at the chamber, one of my, you know, priorities would be to make sure we're marketing Winter Haven and Central Florida as a place that has a lot of quality of life for work, play, stay, visit, you know, all of the things. So it's definitely important that we're all taking a piece of the pie, you know, to make sure that obviously for the Winter Haven Chamber, it's Winter Haven specifically, but Central Florida as a whole, it's important that we market it as a place that people want to work. But they don't just want to work here. They want to live here, you know, because some people will live somewhere else and then they commute to work where it's like, we want you to do it all here, you know? So kind of, it's really cool that, you know, there are obviously multiple organizations locally where we're all kind of taking a piece of the pie.
Such a great point. Yeah. I think without all of those players, we lose out, right? And so each organization cannot be all things to everyone.
No, we can't. We could not do what the CFDC does.
And we couldn't do what Winter Haven EDC does and what LEDC does and what the Winter Haven Chamber does.
Main Street, Winter Haven.
All of them.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't. You
They're
can't
so
do
important.
It all. So it's nice that we all, I mean, I think we all work together really well, but we all have like, I think we all have kind of a similar end goal of wanting, obviously, Central Florida, Polk County to prosper. But there are things that we do that make us different that, you know, are unique to what we do to make this place the best that it can be.
And it's making sure, like you said, once those companies are here, that they have opportunities to get involved and
Absolutely.
To feel appreciated and have resources and places that they can turn to about how they can be supportive of the local community yeah. that they've said, hey, I want to be a part
this
of you.
This is where I want to yeah. be. Yeah. So that's really special, and I'm happy that we can kind of all work together to, you know, see that through. So, you know, we're talking about collaboration. So I wondered if you could kind of speak to why that's an important key in developing the Central Florida area. Because that's kind of, I mean, that's in your name, Central Florida Development Council. You guys are developing the area. So why do you feel, you know, collaboration is kind of an important key in that?
We all have specialties.
Yeah.
You know, the Polk Transportation Organization, our friends at Visit Central Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a specialty.
Yeah.
A lane.
Yeah.
I don't like that
yes,
word.
But it makes sense for what we're trying to convey, I guess. Yeah.
Right. And it is all of those things convening together
yeah.
that continue to elevate Polk County as Florida's best place for business.
Yeah.
And without that, without people who are specifically focused on roads and connecting people.
Yes.
In addition to those that are looking at workforce issues mm-hmm. and getting more folks to participate in the workforce. Yeah. Our labor participation rate has an opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. So there's some of our talent conversation
yeah.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Polk Vision being able to really serve as a convening agency on topics like the school board
yeah.
and assisting them on listening sessions and collecting and convening input from community.
Mm-hmm.
Those alignment opportunities that they really work on to connect groups with causes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all important.
Yeah. And it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about. You know, we all have our parts that we're playing, and they all are valuable to growing our area because, you know, we couldn't do it without the other, you know. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be – Central Florida wouldn't be a special place if we didn't have certain players doing their thing. You
right.
know?
I mean, but the collaboration really – flows even all the way up to the top in terms
yeah.
of our Polk legislative delegation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that group of leaders really work incredibly well together, and their peers are like, gosh, how do you guys do that?
I know.
They're just good people that want to do the right things. And, you know, then and that collaboration flows down to our municipalities
yes.
and Polk Regional Water Cooperative and being examples of what we need to do in order to tackle
right.
big issues like water.
Yeah. I know. Those are the things that you're like, ugh. And I can't do that. I can't focus on that. And I'm so thankful that somebody is, you know, but you know, at the end of the day, we can't, you know, no man is an island. You can't, because you just can't get it all done. There's
mm-mm.
too much to be done to just be, you know, by ourselves, not being collaborative
mm-hmm.
and making those connections like we've talked about throughout this whole episode, you
right.
know. It's about making those connections and being collaborative, and, you know, we all want the same thing, I think, at the end of the day, you know. It just how we get there maybe looks different for each organization. But we need each other.
We do.
So, you know, that's just a fact. So is there anything on the horizon for the CFDC that you guys are excited about, or anything that you want our listeners to know about? You guys are busy. I know that.
We are busy.
Lots
Everybody's
going on.
Busy.
I know.
Everybody's busy.
I know. It's true.
A couple years ago, CFDC started having conversations and joining conversations,
mm-hmm.
really collaborating, back to our keyword here today.
Mm-hmm.
Initiatives and issues from a 30,000-foot level that would keep Polk competitive 20 years down the road.
Right.
We have a lane that allows us to kind of think broadly and
mm-hmm.
on a large scale. What does the county need? What does our MSA need to compete against Orlando and compete against Tampa?
Yeah.
And topics like Brightline,
mm-hmm.
mass transit, topics like the Innovation District, that is the area around Florida Poly and
yep.
SunTrax,
mm-hmm.
topics like tech-enabled employment that raise the living standard, right? The
okay.
minimum wage what people are taking home. Topics like that are things that we've started walking down a path to understand and convene conversation and to set the table for other entities to find success here in Polk County.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are doing a fantastic job. You really are.
Thank you.
And we are happy to have you as a part of our chamber. And we appreciate all your efforts because it makes a difference at what we do here at the chamber as well. You know, like I said, there's a little bit of you guys are doing something maybe different, but we're all kind of working together to accomplish the same goal. So you guys are doing a great job. Is there anything else we didn't cover, Lindsay, that you want to share?
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for being amazing champions for one of Polk's great communities. You know, we have 17 municipalities, right? And each of them are different. Each of them are unique. And you all have done a really nice job of creating the uniqueness for Winter Haven and championing that and promoting that. And
It's been fun. It's been a fun ride. And we love Winter
Haven. And you're not going anywhere, so keep riding.
No, yes, we are going to keep riding this thing out and doing what we can and working with, you know, organizations like you guys and Main Street and the EDC and, you know, the whole Polk Vision and all these people that we've mentioned are obviously a really important part of that growth. So, again, can't do it alone. We need all hands on deck, you know. So thank you so much for being on
the
podcast.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. Use us as a resource anytime you need
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks, Lindsay. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 6 of our podcast.
Hi. My name is Dr. Olamide Oshikoya, and I'm here to tell you about the partnership between Advent Health and Rothman Orthopedics that is revolutionizing how care is delivered to patients in Central Florida. As a shoulder and elbow orthopedic surgeon for Rothman Orthopedics, I offer specialized, tailored care to treat conditions such as arthritis, tendon disorders, bone loss, fractures, and instability. My team and I at Rothman Orthopedics have partnered with Advent Health to provide innovative, expert care for joint treatment and sports medicine intervention. Our offered care is tailored to meet each patient's health goals. Next day appointments are available. Please call 844-407-4070 or visit us at transformingortho.com.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guest, Lindsay Zimmerman with the CFDC. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.